You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing his teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing he loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, before we get started in teaching about, obviously we're going to be talking about the love of God. We're not quite done yet. We're getting there, but I want to talk to you a little bit about something that's very important to us here at Kurt Owen Ministries, and that is the fact that pastors are, of the local churches, you know, they're under attack a lot, to be honest. There's a lot of times pastors feel as though they're pouring out their lives and nobody cares. You know, a lot of times people don't realize this, but Moses actually tried to commit suicide because of the way people behaved. And he was like, God, just kill me. Get me out of here. And it was over the way the people were acting. And, you know, some of their relatives are still in churches today, and I trust you're not going to be one of those people. But I want to ask you this today. And honestly, I'm late. I forgot that October was Pastor Appreciation Month, and I should have done it then. But I'm going to ask you, if you didn't do anything in the month of October or with Christmas coming up, I'm going to ask you to start planning to bless your pastor, both with words and with something financial. And there's a reason for that. First off, let me say this, because we have teachings. Obviously, we talk every day about how the partners make these broadcasts available to you, and that there's free materials and resources. And we want you to take advantage of all of those. We really do. That's the reason that we and the partners do it. The thing, though, is that if you're a member of a local church, I want you to listen to your pastor more than you listen to me. Because when you're listening to me or watching me in this environment, I'm a general gift to the body of Christ. Jesus is giving me to you guys, but he's giving me to, like, the United States, the world, wherever this, you happen to be watching this. But your pastor is a specific loved gift to you from the Lord Jesus. That's the reason during the offering, unless I'm your pastor, because I know that I pastor pastors, and so I know that a lot of times those pastors tithe into the ministry or and things. That's okay. That's fine. Praise God. But if you attend a local church, I do not want you taking your tithe money and placing it into this ministry, because you need to be giving where you're fed, right? And you should be being fed in your local church, or else why are you going to that church? And listen, if your church is teaching things contrary to the stuff that I'm teaching, you need to examine something. One of us is wrong. And if they're not teaching you the Word of God, you need to go someplace else. I mean, it's just the way that it is. But if you are one of the blessed people that has a church that's teaching you the Word of God, then I'm going to ask you to bless your pastor both with words of encouragement and with monetary gifts. And people say, well, why both? Well, one, sometimes people just would rather give money rather than give words, right? It's just easier. I'll just cut a check for it. Okay, yeah, that's fine, but you're not really communicating your heart necessarily, okay? You're not expressing to them, what is it that your sacrifice for you to be here means to me personally and to my family? Now, some people say, well, the pastor, he gets a salary, he gets paid for that. There's something different when you take out of your resources that you could do anything with, because the tithe, really, you shouldn't do anything but honor God with it. But you and a lot of times people will give to the church, but they won't give to the minister. You need to learn to give to that minister, because that minister, you need to treat that minister the way you treat Jesus if he was there. Now, I'm not one of those people who believes in worshiping ministers and all this other stuff. But you need to honor that pastor and the people that minister you the word. And the word is very specific about that. People that teach the word are worthy of double honor. But, you know, and I had to learn this. I learned even when I wasn't making that much money. And just so you know, my wife and I did communicate to our pastor both in words and in finances. Because with our pastor, because we want, even though we don't attend the church, because obviously we have churches of our own, but this is so important that you do this. I had to learn, even when I didn't have much, that if I would just take $5 every week, and at the end of the year, that I would have $250, or a little bit more, but $250 to bless my pastor with for Christmas at a time, you know, we're remembering Jesus, at least we should be. And you should be remembering not just the gift that he gave you of himself, but the gift that he gave you of this minister into your life, your pastor. And so, and listen, even if you're a church of only 10 people, if everybody did that, you'd be able to bless your pastor with $2,500. And that can make a difference in the pastor's life, because a lot of times we're sacrificing of our own resources in order to do some of the things that God has called us to do. Now, again, it's got to be words and finances, because don't just write a check. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're grateful. Tell them you are acceptable. Because I've met people that were willing to give money that they just didn't want to be bothered with it. Okay, didn't want to bother with the thing. I'll be honest with you. I've done things like that. I've done that. Somebody wants me to go to some country I don't want to go to, and I'll say, you know what? I'll give you a check and financially support you, but no, I don't want to go. Okay, and that's not always right. And the other thing though is people say, well, why can't you just tell them you appreciate it? Why not just give money? Because the Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And so you need to both invest your words and your treasure, okay, so that your heart is with them and they know that your heart is with them. Because on the other side, it's real cheap to buy a card and just write some flowery things. But yet, and I was just talking to the guy who's in charge of the program, the producer, Jimmy, and we were talking about the fact that it annoys me when I'm going around preaching at churches and people are I see what the pastor's driving, I see what the struggles the pastor's having, and yet the members of the congregation are always buying a new car, always doing this, always doing that. People say, well, shouldn't I eat the fruit of my labor? Absolutely, but you should honor the one that's teaching you the word more than you honor the car salesman. More than you honor even yourself, because they're going to teach you the things necessary for you to succeed. So I just wanted to take some time and just encourage you with this. And obviously, I mean, I don't benefit from this at all. But you need to be valuing your local church. You need to be valuing the pastor. The pastor's office is not the most important, not the most powerful office in the body of Christ, but it is the most important. Okay, because it is the part of body of Christ, and someday I'll teach on that, but it is the part. In fact, I got some YouTube videos on that if you go to our YouTube page, but the local church, and it is important that you go to a local church. The local church is the pillar and the ground of the truth, and so you need to be participating in that pillar. You need to have most of the people that I've met in the body of Christ that are weird and flaky don't have a local church. And it's just the way that it is. And so I strongly encourage you, take advantage of the local church, because a pastor, if you understand the pastor's anointing, it will keep you from being wearied and scattered. That's what Jesus said, that you will be fed with knowledge and understanding, that you will fear no more, neither shall you be lacking, is what Jeremiah said. And so Jesus was looking forward to the day for the pastors. And so I apologize to you. I should have said something to this during Pastor's Appreciation Month, but you've still got some time for Christmas. Be setting something aside. Be thinking about how grateful you are. And listen, when you write, don't just buy a card and stick a check in it. When I say words of encouragement, I'm talking about you with your own hand, you and your wife, you and your spouse, write down with your own hand. Sit down and for you, think about what your pastor means to you. Think about what has been sown into you. So don't just give money. In fact, I would think about those things before I wrote my check, because I'd like to say, let me tell you, this is from the heart. This is not money out of excess. This is from my heart. And I want to express to you my gratitude towards you. Okay? Chris, and if, listen, we missed Pastor Appreciation Month, but Christmas is coming up. Okay? Take this time. Now, I know I'm supposed to be teaching about the love of God, but this, honestly, this is a way that you can demonstrate the love of God, because I believe, and I believe the Word teaches this, that when we honor the men and women of God that God puts in our life to teach the Word, we're actually honoring Jesus Himself. If we've done it unto the least of these, we've done it unto Him. Okay? So, you pray about it. Do what you want to do. And do what's in your heart. And if you're sitting there saying, I don't have anything, well then make sure, even if you got to write down on a sheet of paper, but you can give something. Do not give all of your money to the world and to the things of the world and not honor the spiritual gift from the Lord Jesus Christ to you for the Word of God. Okay? Just don't do that. Don't do that. Show honor to Jesus for the Word that has been sown into your life. And then just tell Jesus, just say, Jesus, listen, I want to honor you, and I want to honor the pastor that you've placed in my life. I'm asking you, sir, to supply seed to me to sow and bread for my food, you know, according to, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Supply seed to me to sow so that I can bless, so that I can do good, so that I can honor you with my giving, so I can honor you. And then again, sit down. You know, so often people, I come to churches and they say, wow, that is awesome. That is such a, and I know what their pastor teaches. And I'm thinking, well, the pastor's just as awesome as I am. He's been teaching this. I just might have said it a different way, but you're not valuing. Sometimes we forget who's sitting and standing in front of us. And we're always thinking the radio guys or the TV guys are better, but it's your local pastor, really. And so just know that, again, don't quit listening to us, but honor your pastor. Amen? We love you very, very much. This is just like a little interlude. We'll get back to the love of God tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. Stay tuned to these important announcements.
Are you an ordained or licensed minister, or do you desire to become one? Ministers of Victory is a part of Kurt Owen Ministries, which is an international nonprofit organization that is dedicated to supporting and helping pastors and ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We hold ministers' conferences all around the world. These conferences are always free and are designed to encourage and give practical help to pastors and ministers. November 9th, we are hosting an all-day ministers' conference here in Port St. Lucie. Our vision for this free conference is to bring ministers of all callings together for food, fellowship, encouragement, and training. Kurt Owen Ministries is committed to helping ministers and pastors learn practical skills that will help them advance in their ministry. This conference will answer questions that are regularly asked by ministers, including the tough questions that ministers face every day. It is our passion to encourage you and give you practical help. All licensed or ordained ministers and their spouses will enjoy a complimentary lunch. Simply go to KurtOwen.com and select the link that will give you all the details about this upcoming event. That's KurtOwen.com and press the button that says register. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Dan Post,